Welcome back to the long-awaited, not-so-anticipated Season 2 of none other than Q&A. I, along with Kyle, are back for another season, another handful of topics and funny conversations, siphoning conversations. Today, we're kicking it off with the all-too-relevant topic of bachelor parties, since that has been, you know, a recent event we have been a part of. With that being said,
I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And this
is Q&A.
Wow, Steven, it feels really good to say that again. It's been a while.
I know it has. I almost forgot what the name of the show. I almost forgot the two letters of the show. But yeah, it's kind of cool to be back. I know we kind of were thinking of starting it like a little bit sooner than this, but between schedules and a really busy summer and stuff like that, it's been hard to kind of meet back up just to solely do this.
Yeah, hard to work out. And we'll address this real quick. At the end of last season, we talked about maybe doing a video version of the podcast. We still need to figure that out a little bit more, so that'll probably come maybe season 3 or maybe later season 2.
Yeah.
Who knows, whenever we can figure it out.
We literally, Kyle is like our tech guy in addition to being on the podcast, and he literally just spent like 30 minutes tinkering with it, which we got it all set up. It's just not, I guess, to like the quality and video editing capability that we want it to be at. So it will eventually come. And then I guess you'll be able to see what we actually look like other than our Bitmojis at that point in time.
Or maybe you don't want to see that. Who knows?
Our Bitmojis are pretty cool looking. People might be a little disappointed. But anyway, with that being said, today's topic, as we said in the beginning, was bachelor parties. Reason being, because Buddy over here getting married in about, I think, your block thing downstairs at 38 days.
I believe 38 days.
38 days. It was at like 400 and some not long ago, and now we're down to like the month almost. But a few weeks ago, we went on the all-too-well-known bachelor party. And so we figured we should, you know, maybe talk about that. We could also, you know, just chat on like bachelor parties in general, like what other people do and what we've seen. And maybe kind of like some, again, expectations versus reality on some things, especially like one particular thing we did.
Oh, for sure.
Being in my head about how, like, growing up, I was like, oh, that's going to be this. And then it was not that. So anyway, buddy, do you want to start that off?
Yeah, I'll kick that off. So when you think of bachelor parties, I feel like everyone thinks about the same thing. You think about, specifically our generation growing up, you think about The Hangover.
The Hangover, yep.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Very much not that. Let's be honest.
We were thinking like a wild time, drinking, strip clubs.
Someone getting lost on a rooftop.
Someone might
somewhere.
Be getting lost. Maybe gambling. If you go to Vegas or you could do it elsewhere. We did it elsewhere, as we'll get into. But
yep.
But yeah, you think of all that. But again, way more cinematic than anything. I don't think it was really...
Oh, for sure. And absolutely great time. Steven, you did a great job planning
Thank you, buddy.
The way. It was very, very well done. Steven being one of my best men. Steven and my brother.
Thank you, studio audience, for those claps right there. Again, we might not have the video set up, but we do have a live studio audience with us today. But anyway, yeah, like I remember so what we wanted to do on this bachelor trip was go to the Saratoga racetrack, which is like famous for obviously horse racing. And so the whole time, the weather this summer has been like wicked weird. So I didn't buy the tickets right away. At first, we thought we had to buy like, you can only buy 6 or 8, but then if you're on the right website, you could buy 7. And so between figuring that out, and then it came down to figuring out the weather situation, I just was nervous.
Yeah, that was an ordeal.
That was an ordeal because it literally within a handful of days beforehand went back and forth over and over again. Like, oh, it's raining on Saturday. Then it was fine Saturday, raining on Sunday. And then it was
raining both days for a minute there.
And then it was nice Sunday, raining on Saturday. And I was like, well, when do we choose? Ultimately, we wanted to get there Saturday and do our thing and go on Sunday. So we went with that. And Sunday ended up, all days ended up being nice. Actually, it was a really great weekend. But so ultimately, we got the tickets and ended up all working out. And we got to the restaurant Kyle wanted to go to and stuff like that. And so, again, it actually went pretty well, especially for me, because anyone that knows me in real life, I'm kind of a disaster.
That is very true.
Like, I have a hard enough time getting to Kyle and Christina's on time just to, like, eat dinner and do something stupid, let alone mapping out the itinerary for, like, a three-day
event.
Not
only getting somewhere on time, but also planning things.
Planning things
not
is hard.
Not your strong
I'm
suit.
I'm not the biggest I'm good at communicating my feelings. I don't want any people on here thinking otherwise, but I'm not good at communicating sometimes with plans. And that's something I got to work on, especially as we get older, but God, we're almost fucking 30. It's like failure to launch over here. I'm just a disaster.
Especially when it comes for time for Steven to find his special woman.
I know. Yeah. Speaking of bachelor parties, it's like I'm constantly reminded how in love and happy everyone is. And then I just keep getting like fucked. Not in the good way either. Just literally fucked. Like I'm just like getting screwed over basically. You know, so no luck on my end. You know, I'm sure that the story is going to change once we hit it big on the podcast.
Oh yeah, once people find the podcast, we hit it big on the scene. You're gonna be swimming in it.
Women out the doors, and I'm gonna be like, they're just trying. They just want me for the fame, dude. They want me for the clout.
Not even the money, just the fame.
Not even for the money. Yeah, I know. Well, what money do I have? None so far. We made like $3.
$4.28 last I looked, or $4.82, something like that.
$4.28, yeah. I mean, I don't think many women are lining up for a man that made $4.28.
And we say $4.28, we mean $4.28.
Oh, good, Kyle. Yeah, we did not
make $4.28.
Just to clarify. Yeah, we did not make $428.
Be nice.
Or 428,000 if that's what you
If only
think.
People shared us around, maybe we could get there.
Yes. Wink.
Wink, wink.
Share us, please. But anyway, back to the bachelor party.
Yes.
Right? I would say one of the biggest topics that I want to talk about when we talked about Kyle's bachelor party, the whole expectation versus reality thing, was going to a strip club. Right?
Yes.
It's almost like growing up. Me and Kyle joked about it, even in high school, I think, that when he got
married
one day. For
the longest time, all I wanted was just to see, not even for me to go to a strip club, but to experience Steven in a strip club. Because growing up, this guy was one of the most, like, awkward, prudish guys you could ever imagine.
Oh, my God.
Especially you talking to, like, a girl back in the day. Oh, my God.
It's painful.
Painful to think about.
You know what's weird? It's such a 180 now.
Talking about this at work today, Steven.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was talking about how you were like the most social butterfly person I know, could talk to a brick wall for 3 hours.
Or the man selling cream at the mall, like anybody.
Or someone trying to sell you furniture that you know damn well you're not going to buy and still waste their time.
Yeah. It made their day. They're making money.
But yeah, for years, I wanted to get Steven in a strip club.
Because it probably would have been, like, cripplingly uncomfortable to have high school me in a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the past few years, you know, it's been, you know, over a few years now. But ever since, I think, like, the college years, it's been more, like, it's kind of faded away. Kind of being like, oh, we got to get Steven in a strip club because it's...
Not for that reason. It was more so we just said we should do it because we've never done it.
Yeah, we were actually... This actually wasn't planned, too. It was not part of
that
the plan to go
itinerary.
To one. It was not on the itinerary. But my brother, former Q&A podcast guest.
Torn Soul, right?
Torn Soul, I think he was going by at the time.
Yeah, no, he was definitely listed as that.
Yep. So he is under 21. A lot of the bars in the Saratoga area you cannot get into, or bars and clubs won't let you in under 21, even if you're like the designated driver. Not for lack of us trying to get him in somewhere, you know, we looked around and
we didn't ask that one. I was telling you I would have went to that one bar, but we're all sitting
we should. Why didn't I thought we were going to?
No, we never did.
I thought for some reason we were going to do that, like pull up and just ask
we were
them,
supposed
but...
to and we never did.
Huh.
And then everyone was like, let's just go to a strip club, and I was like,
yeah, literally on the drive there I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we went to a strip club? And then it just kind of ended up happening. It just kind of
got put into
the plans, but Matt was able to go.
Yeah.
He had to pay an extra cover charge since
he
couldn't drink.
The funniest part was that since he can't drink, they're like, oh, you're under 21? We need an extra $5. And I was like, that's fucked. That's like so funny to me.
$5. Not even like the price of a drink. Because when you're at this place, now keep in mind, this was not a fancy gentleman's club.
This
was
like
not a like nice strip club by any means. This is a hole in the wall dive bar in Schenectady.
Do you remember what it was called?
Shenanigans.
Oh, okay.
It's called Shenanigans.
At least it wasn't super corny. I feel like some place, like the one by me in New Windsor is called Sunset Strip.
Or the one Blue over Moon. Here, Smiles.
They also have Blue Moon and New Pulse. I think it's called Blue Moon.
Yeah, but I don't feel like that one's corny. I feel like that one's just kind
of No, I don't think any of them are corny, really.
But, so, yeah, it is like a dive, this place. Uh-huh. Total dive. We walked in, and I was like, huh, this must be like just the bar area, and there must be like the stage in the back. No, the stage was just a tiny little stage in the corner.
Well, because when we walked in, they had the doors leaned to the patio, but those doors were kind of blacked out, so you couldn't tell what was beyond those doors.
Yeah, which makes sense, because you don't want people seeing in. You can't have people
looking in and half-naked people. But so we walked in. It was a little sketchy. The weird thing they did was they charged us for one drink and they gave us a coin.
No, they charge you for two drinks. One drink is $16. Uh-huh. So they charge you for two. It's a two-drink minimum. Oh. So you buy the drink and they give you a chip for
it. So it's really eight a drink almost or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
anyway,
but then, Well, I'll get into my annoyance with this whole situation. So we're there. It's a little sketchy. A lot of sad-looking men there. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
Like
defeated.
Defeated looking. And I'm just like, this is sad to me. Like, I think this is more of an addiction. Like, I try to, people who are norms at a strip club, I'm like,
I don't know if it's so much of an addiction as it is loneliness and depression.
You think so?
Because every other guy other than us and that one other group was there alone.
Yeah, dude.
And they're all like old. Like, when I say old, I'm talking like 50s or 60 year old men alone at the strip club.
Yeah. Well, they're not depressed enough to make it to the strip club. You know what I mean? They got out of bed for the strip club, Kyle. But yeah, it was just sad looking and kind of creepy, low key. And, you know, I would say the large majority of strippers there were like they were around our age for the most part. You know what I mean? Like one of them, like, so this is what, again, back to talking about how I'm so outgoing.
Actually, most of them were younger than us.
They were actually
closer to Matt's age than ours.
They were really just trying to pave the way through college, which is, again, whatever helps. But but I was going to say, what was funny is that, as Kyle said before, I'm so outgoing now. I was having full-on life conversations with the strippers. And
Steven
I'm
had
like,
a,
this
like,
is not
45-minute conversation at the bar with one of them.
Yes. Well, she's wants to get into med school, and she was helping, I guess, save money through stripping. But
hey, whatever pays the bills, right?
I don't even know if Shenanigans was really helping pay the bills.
Well, I don't know, because definitely not.
Well, do you remember when we spoke? So there was this one girl there who I was like, totally not my type. And I'm like, watch, she'll come up to me. Like literally...
Steven, I don't think she was any of our types.
I don't know if she's anyone's type, kind of like...
I was honestly surprised that they hired her.
Like, she has no... Like, and I'm not being mean here,
She was a lovely person.
She was a great person, like, and she was, like, genuinely a nice person, right? I'm predicting, based on how she wound up in a strip club and her shaved-colored hair head, that there's probably adverse childhood experiences which led her into this career. Or this career choice. But great person. But I'm just saying that I don't mean this in a mean way or anything. But like she had nothing really going on. Does that make sense? You could tell she had a pretty face. Like you can tell that if she had.
You could tell that if she.
Regular hair. And
like did her makeup well and got rid of the
not
like.
Not the weird makeup.
15 and then, piercings on her face. Like you could tell that. She had potential.
Like she could have potential
to be a pretty person,
a very good-looking person. Yeah, but like with everything going on, and then again, I feel like strip clubs a lot of times they're all like teasing with the ass or the tits or whatever. You know what I mean? But she had neither.
Like a stick.
Like legitimately a stick.
Yeah.
I think I might have had more of an ass, and anyone that knows me knows there's not much back there. There's not much junk in my trunk.
That is true.
And I mean literally, and I hope no one's putting junk in my trunk. You know what I mean? Like. But yeah, so like to me, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. But I was like, watch, she'll come up to us because it's not someone I'm like necessarily attracted to. But I'm going to be honest, I didn't see anyone in there that I was like, attracted to. Because they weren't like our type of people where like that's not like the everyday what you're used to when you see someone you think is attractive. You're not like at a strip club and they're like half naked or whatever.
Yeah, well, we're also more into, you know, the wholesome individual look and not the stripper look. So
that's so true.
I totally see that none of us were super into that. We were also, side note, complimented by a couple of them that we are some of the most respectful, normal, and nice people that have ever stepped foot in there.
That is so true. Well, we didn't like objectify them whatsoever. Like, we were so polite. We were just so normal. Like,
there was one group of guys there. The only other group that was there. I don't know if they were locals. I don't know if they were also some kind of party.
Yeah.
We were definitely the biggest group, without a doubt. But this other group that was there was being really creepy with them. Do you remember them?
Yeah. The guys being all really the way weird. On the other side. Yeah.
Yep. And at one point, I didn't hear this, but I think it was either you or Nick.
I think Nick said this.
Said, you guys were sitting there. I think it was the day after Nick told us
this. Yeah, he told us the day after.
And Nick also, former Q&A podcast guest.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot. He was in the one about the band.
Yep. Yeah. So he was like, did you guys notice or remember when the one just started yelling, he put his finger in my booty hole and ran away from them? And I just want to know what goes through your mind that you're like, I'm going to put my finger in her butthole right now.
Dude, that's weird.
Like, who does that? I don't care how drunk you are. I don't care where you are. What the hell went through that guy's mind at that time that he was psychotic. Like, this is the thing to do?
That's definitely not someone you would ever want to date, because that's just someone who's just going to do whatever the fuck he wants. You know what I mean? But that's weird. I did not hear that happen.
I didn't hear it happen either.
Kudos to Nick, because Nick was like smoking a Cinnamon Toast Crunch labeled joint from a stripper gave him, and just like out. He was in a different, it looked like he was somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Oh, and yeah. So, Nick was on another planet for a while there.
Yeah. I can imagine it's just like he's in outer space in his brain, and then out of nowhere he's like, he put a finger in my booty hole. It's just like echoey, like he's just in a trance. Whoa.
Nick got me pretty messed up, though. Nick was just, like, funneling me drinks that whole night. That was
nice, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, we had, you know, before this, we were drinking pre-gaming in the hotel we were staying at. We did the shot roulette. I hate Monster Energy, but we had a case of them that Alan brought.
Oh, it smells like vomit. And
I normally hate it, so I was like, you know what would make this better? Whiskey. So I made a drink, just Monster Energy and whiskey. Anyone listening, if you haven't done it, actually pretty good.
What?
Won't even lie. It was shockingly good.
That's weird.
I don't know what about it worked. It just did.
Kyle's a mixologist.
Yeah. I mean, more bars should start doing that. We had the vodka monster at one bar that I wasn't too into, but this is much better.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so I was already, you know, little buzzed from, like, the pregame. We get there. Got myself, like, my two whiskey sours. Nick's like, you want another drink? Like, okay. Nick gets me another drink. Then Nick's like, you want a Corona? I was like, sure. Then later, you want another Corona? Sure. Want a third Corona? Okay.
Oh, my God. I didn't know Nick treated you that much.
Nick got me messed up.
Nick's making me look bad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Nick got me pretty messed up.
But I had to treat that stripper.
You sure
did. And not in the way that everyone's thinking right now.
Mm-mm.
No. And by she got the D, I don't mean dick. I mean dollar, you know? And so, as Kyle will remember, basically, again, when we came into the strip club, we had a coin. Like, we bought $16 worth, and they gave us, like, one drink, and then they gave us a coin to get the second drink. And basically, towards, like, the middle of the night, maybe, there's this one chick, Matt pointed her over to me. I was so pissed at Matt, because if Matt didn't fucking do that, I wouldn't have spent $16 for no reason. I was like, well, I told the stripper, it was like, ooh, I can really go for a drink. I was like, bitch, I don't want to buy you a drink. I was like, what? Go ask some other needy man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to buy you a drink.
Well, she did. She asked Matt, but he legally couldn't buy her a drink.
Yeah, but he sent her over to me. Like, Matt knows me better than that, and I don't want to spend $16. So anyway, I was like, you know what? I have this coin. I'm not going to use it. I'll use that. She's like, okay, sounds good. Or, like, something like that. And then I was like, all right. So we walked up to the thing. I didn't mind spending the coin because I really didn't need another drink at that point. So I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I already got it. $16 is like one drink at fucking Mahoney's, so it doesn't even matter, or Billy Joe's.
Oh yeah.
So I was gonna give her the coin. We get up there. So this chick, the stripper lady, knew this, unless they're just lying, because this place was suspect, man. It's so sketchy. God, like yeah. They made up their own rules.
They made up
their
own prices.
They
like
made
randomly
up weird shit as we were there just to fuck you over.
Oh yeah.
And so maybe the stripper didn't know, but we get up there and the lady at the bar is like, "Oh, you can't use coins on them." I was like, "What the fuck do you mean?" Like. Who gives a shit? It's like I paid for the drink. I could have easily have bought this.
Yeah, you paid for the two drinks.
I could have easily have bought this, right?
Turned around and just handed it to her.
So instead of then charging me for one drink, like $8, she's like, that's $16. Did I get a second coin? No.
No, well, that's what they did to Nick, too, when we got the whiskey sours. They're like, oh, that's $32. And we're like, how? It was two drinks.
Yeah.
Two drinks at the beginning when they gave you the chip was $16.
It made no sense. It was basically they were just saying the drink is $16. Here's an extra coin. Mm-hmm. That's it. But like it wasn't half off. You know, it was buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was so annoyed.
Also,
so,
they were small drinks too. The mixed drinks were very tiny,
were
not
very
worth
small.
$16.
No. And so then the chick is up there with me, the stripper lady, and I was fuming. And like for me to get mad, I don't really like get mad, but I was just so fucking over because one, did not want to go to the strip club, right, at all. And then two, it was like wasn't having fun at all. I had fun hanging out with my buddies and you, Kyle, but like, and then three, it's like now there's the expectation that I owe this chick a drink. Why am I gonna say no? So I felt like I got conned into, like, it was almost felt like set up so that I would give them more money. And I was pissed.
Absolutely.
And I was so mad because it was 16. If it was like $8, I'd be like, whatever. But 16, I'm like, that's ridiculous. So, you know, I was just like, I'm just going to get it. And that was it. She's like, I always get, so I paid. And she's like, I'll get the strawberry daiquiri. Or like, however the fuck she sounded. Dumb. But anyway, it's just like, I was just so mad at the whole situation. And I think between all that, the best part was when we were outside on the patio.
Yes, that was by far the best part.
Not even watching a show.
Nope, it was just all of us around a fire
pit. Us hanging out the fire
on the patio,
pit.
Just the bachelor party in a circle with random strippers sitting there.
Literally, if they had a fire pit at the hotel we were at, we could have just done that and had some drinks out there, and I would have been content. Like,
yep,
it was just
completely
like,
completely agree.
So I was just annoyed. And again,
I think it's something that everyone has to experience, though.
You should experience it, I guess. Maybe go to a better one. Our one friend said
absolutely.
That there's better ones.
Yeah.
But that one was definitely sketch.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely sketchy. So, but you know, I do have to say the women that were there were very nice. Wasn't a fan of the one chick that I had to buy a drink for.
No, because that one was messed up. That was a blatant
like
just
that,
trying to get
up.
Money. But the other ones, they were pleasant to have a conversation with. And when we were all sitting around the fire pit, there were like two of them just hanging out, and they weren't even doing anything stripperish. We were all just hanging around talking. Like,
exactly. And I do got to give them credit. I had that one stripper, Kyle, stop out of nowhere and say, she's like, she's walking by and she's like, you were so handsome, and then kept walking. And I'm like, that's genuine because she wasn't even trying to get money out of me.
Nope,
she just
didn't sit there and try to talk to you for 25 minutes afterwards.
Dude,
she was just...
I really started to feel like this, like, I think that was almost a turning point in my life, which just sounds very dramatic.
Steven at this hole-in-the-wall dive bar strip club.
I had this, like...
Had an epiphany in his life.
Epiphany. I was like, this godlike epiphany. Where, like, the fucking sky opened up. And I was like, Steve, maybe... I know these strippers probably don't see the best of the best here, but, like, they don't have to say it.
Steven, I can tell you right now, you're the most attractive man that has ever walked through the doors of that place.
I don't know if I believe that.
Steven, I can almost guarantee that. Did you not see the clientele that was there when we were there? That's, like, their daily clientele, man.
Oh, God.
Lonely, depressed, like, 60-year-olds.
That was a Saturday night.
Yes.
I was like, earlier, wait, maybe it was because
and
it was
I didn't
Sunday,
point this out
like,
when we were
Saturday.
Talking about this earlier, but we went on a Saturday night, which should be one of the two most popping days, a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Also, talk about not being sure that that's raking in the money for him. When each person was done, they'd be like on their hands and knees picking up dollars from the floor. But each person only got about $10 in tips.
They made nothing.
There was like nothing.
And I think they definitely charge them a fee, like a stage fee. So like, I don't think they're making much of anything. So I don't know how they're surviving.
Well, they're taking 10%
the private
of
dances, dude. I think they probably get money off private dances because they're not getting the money off.
Yeah, but
the
I didn't see a single person. No, I saw the one guy go back there multiple times.
Yeah,
but he was the only one I saw doing that.
And we won't say it for I guess because it kind of gets a little gross, like what they said you could do in the back room. But it's people are weird. Can we just acknowledge, like,
people it was definitely more than your normal, I feel weird calling it classy, but definitely more than your more upscale clubs will get you is what they were offering in those back rooms.
You think so?
Did you not hear what they were offering in those back rooms?
I think I did.
Very interesting things.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was some weird stuff, which to me, I was like, this would, like, gross me out. Like I would never want to work there.
Well, Steven, you were drunk at the time, and you thought that they were trying to take naked pictures of you.
Oh, I forgot about them. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, Steven was just like, I don't want them to take naked pictures of me. We were like, Steven, no one is trying or wants to take a naked picture of you.
Like, where'd the disconnect come from? Why is he thinking that?
Because I think they mentioned the word models. I think they said something about nude modeling, were like, I don't want them to take a naked picture of me, like, but no one's trying to.
I'm like, don't take a picture of me.
Ugh.
It was too funny. But yeah, so overall, I think the experience as a whole was pretty...
Something that I...
Again, you should experience,
to do once, but I could never experience it again and be perfectly happy.
I don't need to ever do it again.
Nope.
And I think that should be a big... check off why Steven is such a catch. If we were just talking on the podcast, why is Steven Ash is such a catch? There you go. Doesn't need to go to strip club again.
And this, I think, goes for all of us, goes to strip club, and what do? They have wholesome conversations.
I just don't think we were made for it.
No, we definitely
were
not.
Because we had regular conversations where I'm sure these girls are...
they probably had the best night just dealing with us.
Having a normal conversation and being
and not
normal
us
people.
Being people trying to stick fingers up their buttholes.
We did give Opal... I gave her a few... I think I gave her $5 in singles. And obviously you had to... She's like, oh, put it anywhere. And I was like... Opal. I'm like, we've been friends the whole evening. We don't need to take it up a notch. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Like, I felt weird, like, putting...
It is a very weird feeling doing that, yeah.
Yeah,
like, not a fan of that. Did not
like,
enjoy
I felt,
that.
Like, so objectified. Like, I felt like I was, like, objectifying her by, like, putting five... Like, it felt wrong to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even dating anybody. Like, it just felt weird in general
as a
human being.
Totally
to be,
weird
like,
feeling.
Oh, because you almost had to partially touch that. You had to obviously touch them to...
I did my very best not to.
Where do you put the money?
I did the same thing, but I used the money as a barrier between me and them.
So...
So, like, I had my hand on one side of the dollar. Like that. As if the dollar was
Kyle,
a glove.
Kyle is like a little... You remind me of, you know, SpongeBob? Like, where he's sitting on the floor and he has the three objects and I think one's a napkin. What was he in? Like, it was a nut? Like a crumb?
Yeah, it was a... I think it was a coin. It was a penny, a napkin, and a chip.
It was, you know, the napkin, how it was perfectly positioned like a teepee. I imagine he's using a dollar bill to like as like a glove of sorts to
that's
be like,
much
let
what
me
it
open
was.
This with this dollar. Oh my God,
that's pretty much what it was. Just put like my finger on one side and just kind of like slid it down.
Oh
and I was
my
like,
God,
we're good.
Funny. I just touched the whatever she was wearing. Like, what was she wearing? A bottom
like
of a bikini or a thong?
Yeah,
it might have been
thong.
So I just put it on the side and I was like, have a good one or whatever. But I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Talk about expectation versus reality. That was
at least
you know, maybe it's the place we went to. You know, that could be it. But I think that even if we went to a more like upscale, like poppin' place, I still don't think I would have been like enjoyed it.
It's not,
you know,
my thing.
Like, and like you said, like I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. Like, like that was the best part. That was awesome.
Yeah,
loved that.
But well, like, that was the best. I think the women might could be have been looking.
At a regular bar. But even if the women were like,
if you go to, it still wouldn't be my thing. But I'm just saying, maybe if you went to an upscale one, the women would be a little bit.
Oh well, looking. For sure.
Like, but I remember before we left, one other thing to add was we vetted out the place, and there was a list that said "Meet Our Ladies" or whatever, and we were looking at them, and this one chick is posing, like. Like odd, like sexually on a couch,
in and there's a dirty living room.
It's like a brown couch with a mustard green wall, and I said, and I looked at everyone. I was like, I bet you her butthole's clean. I said, I bet you her butthole's the cleanest thing about that room, because I was like, it just looks so gross. I was like, where did she take this shot?
It's definitely just her living room.
She's in, like...
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
Where did she... where is she living, Kyle?
Dude, I don't know.
She can't afford fucking paint? Who would choose a brown couch and pea green, like the vegetable pea colored wall? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, needless to say...
Not for us.
But, again, that's one of those pinnacle bachelor party experiences. Mm-hmm. I feel like the trip will always be... memorable for what it is, but definitely because of that.
Oh yeah.
And you know, other than that, you know, it's just basic bachelor party stuff. Like
we did the horse races at the track.
We bet. So unlike the hangover where they're in Las Vegas, like at least Saratoga has a casino and it has the racetrack, and, mm-hmm. and we bet on the racetrack, and that was cool. Yeah,
everyone but Steven went away.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
Winning money, literally in the last race.
I'm just like the unluckiest motherfucker.
Dude,
out here
that
in
last
every
race was
of
just
life.
That last race, I'm telling you, it was just luck. That was legitimately just I won a couple bucks, but I was still negative on the race before that, and so I was like, you know what, let's just, I already planned on losing all this money.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna throw it all at this horse in the last race. Ended up winning, and then the other ones that I bet on, like showing, ended up also placing.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, this is a weird coincidence. Then Matt also won in the same race. I think Ryan won on the same race.
Mm-hmm.
We all, I think Austin might have too, I don't remember. But yeah, all of us were, except Steven. but yeah, no, I ended up leaving there like positive like $120 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You and Matt had the highest earnings, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it just didn't pan out. I almost won my money back on that one race, and then last minute the other horse went in front. I was like, this is the biggest bullshit I've ever seen. I didn't bet on every race either, because my goal was like, I spend $5 on each race. I bet on the winner only. There's a bunch of different options in a horse race. Like you could bet like first, second,
winner,
third, or
place,
like,
show, win, place, show. There's.
To me, I just keep it simple. It's like how when I go to the casino, like we did, I just play roulette the whole time. I just don't really like...
That's what I do, too.
And I just bet the same shit. I don't really like... You're a little bit more intricate. I'm just always red, black, even odd.
Well, Steven, I got up like 20-something bucks on the roulette table within the first like half hour and said, I'm done.
That's the smartest thing.
I know.
Unlike that guy in Atlantic City that...
Or the guy here. It was Atlantic City the first time, mm-hmm. where the guy just walked up to the machine. It was the virtual roulette. Threw in a $100 bill, put it all in black, lost, and then just walked away.
Wait, I saw that again here. Yeah, he was already at the table, though.
Yeah.
So he didn't just do... That was sad, watching a man walk up, try, and then leave. This man was there, and I saw him. He bet $100 on one thing, lost, and I'm like... I felt like shit. You can ask Kyle...
Oh, my God. Here. It looked like someone just murdered Steven's, like, parents in front of him. He's sitting at the roulette table, like, Steven, how much money did you lose?
$20.
And he's like, he saw, like, $5. He's like, I'm down $15. I was like, Steven, people come here, and they lose hundreds at a time.
Not a thousand. They're going to spend a few thousand. But to me, I place so much value on money that, like, it hurts because you're not – yeah, at least I made it last. So, like, I got, like, 45 minutes out of that $20.
Oh yeah,
or no? I put
that's what
more.
I love
I
about roulette.
30
yeah,
total, but like, it was like you got an experience out of it, which is fun. But
well, that's
like,
the fun of roulette. That's why I don't play the slots, because I play the slots, and then within like a couple minutes, my money's gone, and half time I have no idea what's going on because there's just a bunch of flashing lights, and it's like,
dude, I think
did I do it good? And it's like, here's some credits. I'm like, but
You can't tell if the slots are worth. I never fucking. All I know is we went with Ray when we were younger, and he'd sit down, click a button, and it just became a joke because we went a few times.
The first time we ever went when we first turned 18, which is the age to gamble in the Saratoga casino, because it's there's no live tables; it's all slots and virtual tables. So, first thing we do, we go there. Ray puts in money into one slot machine, hits the button a single time, won, I think it was like $40.
I think it was 45, I was going to say.
It's like $40 or $45 off of playing a single push of like a $1 or 50 cent bet or whatever it was, and then was like, I'm done for the day.
That shit pissed
me. I think I ended up breaking even, and I think you lost money that day.
I've lost every time. I don't think I've ever broken even, and I've never won, and it bothers me to this day. The best part about the casino trip was they give out free soda at Saratoga Casino.
And coffee.
And coffee, yeah. You don't have to pay for it. I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, Atlantic City, they used to, I don't know if they still do, but they used to give, if you were sitting playing, they would give you free alcohol too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is brilliant of them.
That's smart. Well, if you're putting enough money, they're like, that's nothing to them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, especially the people that are, like that guy with $100. Fuck, give him a shot of vodka. Like, who cares?
Give him three drinks give at that point. This man's obviously just coming and doing this on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. So, that was cool. I think that was, like, you know, fun because we did, you know, especially the horse racing and the strip club. Mm-hmm. Like, those were pretty unique things that we, you know.
And shout out to Saratoga Winery.
Oh, that place was fun.
Had excellent drinks. They had great food.
Yeah, great food. The service was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun. We played corn. They have cornhole.
Cornhole, giant Connect Four. Yep.
Yeah, that's what we did when we got up there before the hotel and stuff. And that was actually like a lot of fun. And it was fun just hanging out.
That was one of my favorite things we did.
Right?
That was
great. Yeah. I think it's like the simple things sometimes. I think like, again, like bachelor parties are blown up into like, you got to do this extreme or like, look at bachelorette parties. Like we got to go to Nashville. Like we got to
do this
crazy shit that like racks up a huge bill. And at the end of the day, like, I think some of the best moments are just when you're hanging with your friends. Like, it's not really it's the company.
When I look at the highlights of the bachelor party, I think, like, the winery.
Yeah.
I think hanging out on the patio.
Yeah.
Outside the strip club at the fire pit with everyone.
The horses were fun. We sat with each other the whole day. Kind of just sitting in a row chatting the whole day.
Exactly, because the races are really only about a minute long.
And then they're spaced out by like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a long day, but they have so much stuff. They have like the food. They have, you can walk around, whatever. You can walk around.
They sell stuff. Kyle bought a hat.
Yep, I bought a horse racing hat. It makes me look like I'm from like the 1930s.
Yeah, it looks like he writes for a newspaper.
Yep. Yep, I love that hat. Matt bought a hat too.
He did.
But yeah, no, I think that my favorite aspects were just the ones that we were all just able to hang out and like talk and just chat, you know.
Well, exactly,
because it's pretty rare that all seven of us, I think it was, it's pretty rare that all seven of us get to just
get together at the same time
it's and hard hang to get out
people
like
together in general.
Yeah, I know, like a lot of time me and you hang out all the time, like that's no,
well, you mean you're no shock, like,
I mean,
yeah,
we see each other at least once a week usually.
I it's hard to imagine a week where we don't see each other. I think we always see each other in some capacity. You know, even when this was on hiatus for 2 months, we always still saw each other. We're just doing other things.
And then, like, Austin goes to school now in Connecticut. So like, he's further. Alan moved down to Maryland. Like,
so he's gone.
Ryan I see very often, but usually we don't see it. Ryan and Nick I see at work. But, like, we don't all get together in one group a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really where people should be focusing on bachelor parties. Instead of like these giant parties like they're portrayed in the media, which, you know, in their own right are fun.
Yeah.
I just feel like the funnest parts is just hanging out with your buddies.
Well, you know what's a very interesting...
And even like shot roulette. That was another highlight for me.
That was fun. Well, just hanging out in the room, like fucking around with that. That was fun. I was afraid to take those. I was so scared. I was like, quit being a bitch. But I have to say, no, I agree. I think, you know what's interesting is like, so I went to Ryan's bachelor party. But shout out to Ryan and Sam for just
different Ryan that we just mentioned.
Oh yeah, different Ryan. That's my college
even
friend,
though
Ryan.
This other Ryan's wife has the same name.
It's weird. They're both Ryan and Sam. It's very odd. I didn't realize that until years after that, and I was like, "What? How did I not ever notice that?" So anyway, for Ryan's bachelor party, we went up to New Hampshire, right? And we rented a house. And we basically at the house the whole time. Like, we did a few things, but basically at the house the whole time, just hanging out. And they drank. Like, again, like, another thing, bachelor parties, a lot of times you think it's a bunch of drinking, which, in the case of this one, they must have destroyed 300 cans of Miller Lite. I've never seen that. There was, like, 12 guys there, but it was still, like, the craziest fucking shit I've ever seen.
Well, I will say, the first day of mine was pretty much nonstop drinking for me, but it was spaced out. I mean, the winery.
It was spaced out.
I had the wine flight. I had multiple ciders, and we went to Druthers for dinner shortly after. Got a drink there.
I didn't really drink much.
Went back, did the shot roulette, did the other thing. So that was, I felt like garbage for three quarters of the day on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I do wish I spaced out. I didn't drink another drop of alcohol that whole trip.
Yeah.
Because I felt so bad and sick on Sunday.
You seemed okay, though, at the horse race by the time.
It took me until about halfway through the day at the horse race to feel somewhat normal.
The sandwiches were good.
The sandwiches were that's what really helped.
That was so good.
After eating the sandwich and having my Ben & Jerry's ice cream, I started to feel better. But before that, I was, like, out. Yeah.
And there was that one person, remember the sandwich lady? She's really good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we're like, I don't know. I felt like there could have been a connection there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
there's something about you going up to her saying, I want the 8-incher.
I'm modest. I could have got the, what was the other one?
The 12.
No, I think it was, wait, I thought it was bigger than that.
No, I think they had 12 and 8. Because it's normally 12 and 6, like at Subway.
Oh,
I think they had
that's
12
right.
And 8
that's
instead,
right.
Yeah. Which I appreciate, because 6 inches, not enough for a sandwich.
It's enough for some things, though.
I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, okay, buddy. But anyway, yeah, so I didn't want, like, that day, I didn't want the whole sandwich. I was like, that might be too much sandwich.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I thought there could be a connection there, but it was never going to work out anyway. She has her life up in Saratoga, whoever the fuck she is, and I have my life down here. I'm a chem teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dramatic. But anyway, so what I was trying to say briefly going back to Ryan's thing was that they drank a lot. I didn't really drink that much that whole time, but, like, in that respect, it was the best moments for us just hanging out and, like, fucking around and shit. Because we didn't do anything crazy, right? We didn't go anywhere crazy. We did a few things, like go to this river and stuff. And I think, did we go out to eat? No, I think we all ate there and stuff. But it was nice just hanging with the boys. But I was going to add into that, there's a big disparity, in my opinion, between bachelor parties and bachelor parties these days. Mm. And I personally believe it's, like, I would, and again, I'm not putting everyone in the same category here, but from people I know I have a bunch of male and female friends. The girls that I know love posting to social media, and I think it's like a one big, like, who can do it better fest on the female side of things. So when you see the bachelorette parties, they're fucking crazy.
Oh,
like,
God,
and I see people post online and they did this thing and this thing, and like crazy shit that probably costs a lot of money.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Why the hell is Nashville? Can we get that out in the open? When did Nashville become the bachelorette capital? Everyone I know that's gotten married or even just going on vacation, they're like, I'm going to Nashville.
The
and it's always women. Yeah. Generally, it's always single women.
Yeah.
You know, nothing against people that live in Nashville. I'm sure it's a great city. But all of a sudden, the past, like, 4 or 5 years,
it's
like everyone is like, we got to go to Nashville.
I don't know
why
started it. Well, you know, country music became more mainstream, but it was just...
Well, right now, for the first time ever, the top 3 songs on the Billboard were country songs.
Wow.
First time that ever happened. One was, I think it was that Jason Aldean song, Try That in Small Town. 2 was Morgan Wallen, I think. And the third one was Luke Combs' cover of Fast Car.
Oh.
3 country songs top the Billboard. So I don't know what's going on, but...
Well, pop music is in the fucking shitter, in my opinion.
Oh, pop and
so,
hip-hop,
like,
and rap are awful.
There
the
hasn't been a lot of good mainstream songs lately, so it's not hard, I think, in my opinion, to get to the top. But, you know, country is definitely more prevalent these days. But also, look at, like, there's that mural in Nashville. Every girl I have ever known who I have on Facebook takes a picture in front of that mirror. The one with the wings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody. And I knew someone who went there recently, and they said they saw, like, 16 bachelorette parties that day alone, like, in one short period of time. And it's like the main street, I hear, isn't even that big. Like, it's built into this huge thing, but it's actually pretty small. And then there's other things to do, but it's not on off that main street. And I'm just like, so what is the draw? It's just because everyone else goes there. You have to go there.
Yes.
Like, you have to also be like, oh, we last, because then they all do the hashtag last bat, like Sarah or Jillian or whatever, her last bash in Nash, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Let me insta photo this. But, well, you know what I mean? It's like, what the hell?
I think we also need to talk about the true disparity between bachelor and bachelorette parties. When you're a guy getting married and you're at the bar for your bachelor party, no one is buying you drinks.
Oh, that's
no one
a good
gives
one. Yeah.
A shit.
No one really gives a fuck. Like, my buddy was getting married. Did anyone give a fuck that Kyle was getting married? No. He still got robbed at the strip club.
Yes. But they also, I don't know if I said this earlier, they take 10% when you're trying to get change, which is ridiculous.
So if you wanted to break 100, which is
all
that I had for whatever reason, they would have taken $10.
Well, I think Nick ended up loaning you money, so that
didn't
happen. And
then I paid him back, but I was just like, it was just so fucking stupid. But anyway,
back to
this. You don't get treated at all as a man.
Christina, at her bachelorette party, not just her, but other members of the bachelorette party, dudes were just like, yeah, we'll buy them drinks. I was like, what the hell? I was like, no one's out here buying me and my best buddies drinks.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but the same thing is in the dating world, too. It's all correlative. Like women have it so difficult in some respects. Like, I would never want a fucking baby human being coming out of my
hoo-ha. Oh, absolutely not, no.
Or my penis, for that matter, if that was possible. But
see, I don't even want to think about that. That would be horrific.
We would not have a penis anymore. It'd be like a balloon that popped and deflated, you know? And so, anyway, like, oh my God, what was I getting at that? So, they have it rough in some way. Oh, they have a period. You know what I mean? I would hate that.
We're such men.
Yeah. They're just like, I give women a lot of props, like, for real.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, in turn, you can't even tell me they got it difficult when it comes to dating. When it comes to the getting treated to things or like stuff, because you know what I mean? In the society we live in, no one's ever going to treat the dude. It's always like, if you're out at the bar, no woman is going to buy a dude a drink. It's the dude buys the woman a drink. Or if like, if women, you go out on a date, which I agree is like being a gentleman, and I always pay on the mm-hmm. first date. I always pay like on the first 3 dates. Like, you're just hoping for the reciprocation.
Well, I do think it's a red flag though, if someone doesn't at least, like, if the girl doesn't at least pretend to offer.
Just grab that purse.
Like, if she doesn't try to reach into the purse, though, that's like, all right, come on. Like, we all know, as the guy, that you're paying anyway, unless you're a real piece of crap.
Yeah.
Like, we all know you're paying anyway for that first date.
Yeah.
At least make the little fake effort to.
I think I love paying on a first date because it just is like,
it looks good.
Like an appreciation. Like, not in a weird way, but just
thanks,
like,
for giving me the time of day.
Like, I. That sounds horrific, Kyle. I don't go in with the mentality like, thank you. Thank you for being here with me.
Sound like the kid from Big Mouth.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, kid. Yeah. The socially awkward one.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more so like, I had a great time. I think you're cool.
Yeah.
And even if I didn't have, I've been on a date where, like, I knew that wasn't probably. Mm-hmm. It, but I still paid. Like, I just appreciated, like, hanging out together. You know what I mean? It's just like the gentleman thing to do. So I love that part. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, regardless of my view on that, and I would assume 99.9% of women agree with my view on that. I just think that, like, obviously it's just a lot easier in every respect. You know, you get treated to stuff. Dating is a no brainer. Like, look at dating apps. In the realm of that, there's a huge disparity.
Well, if, let's just be real. If you're a woman and you just went out with about 3 or so of your female friends and one of you just throws on, you don't even have to be getting married, just throws on a sash that says bachelorette or bride-to-be or something like that, no one's checking you on it.
Dude,
you could just go and get one. You could be a woman without that and still get bought drinks at a bar if you really want to.
If anyone,
or you could just make it even easier, throw on a sash and just be like, I'm getting married next month. No one's going to ask you. No one's going to check you on it.
No one's going to know.
Just like throw on a fake, like a, throw on a regular ring onto your ring finger and there you go.
If anyone ever loves me, buddy, and I ever get married,
I'm getting you a sash that says bride to be.
No, I want a sash that says groom, Kyle. I was going to say,
right,
I'm
going
to wear groom because I want people to know, like, I'm here. I'm proud.
You know what? We're going to test this out. When you get married one day and we have your bachelor
party. We're going to Ocean City, I think.
Yes. But we're going to put a sash on you that says groom to be, and we're going to put a QR code to your Venmo that says buy the groom a drink. Yeah. And we're going to see how many people do it. And then we need to have whoever, you know, you end up marrying at her bachelorette party, she has to do the same thing and compare the two.
Oh, and see?
Exact same thing.
Oh, like they do it and see who gets more.
Yeah, and see who gets more. Because I guarantee you they will like quadruple.
Oh, easily. Easily.
If not 10 times what you would get. Because you'll probably get nothing.
I might get one.
You might get one just from people being like, wow, this dude's ballsy enough to actually wear that.
We need to have, oh, I know. We need to have, what is it, a QR code like that we put on the back of the car. And it should be something funny like, he's about to ruin his life. Help our buddy celebrate one last time. Or something like that. Because maybe they'll pin me and be like, yo, bro, there might be some a lot of divorcees.
They'll put in the note. Sorry to hear that, bro.
Here's $10. Drink on me. Oh my God. What I mean? But that'd be funny. We should try that. I almost feel mortified. I don't necessarily agree with the whole you're not my friend or coming to my party, but buy me a drink. QR code, like that's weird.
Oh yeah, I always hated that. Ever since I started seeing those,
it started on cars.
Yep.
And it's made its way to Facebook, and I've seen it a few times, and I'm just like, this is not. It lacks a certain amount of etiquette to me. Like it just seems like very. It's the equivalent to me as when if you have your Venmo on public. Right, that one time we were in Atlantic City and people randomly were like requesting Christina just for money.
Oh yeah, hundreds within minutes.
It's the same shit as if you're standing outside Walmart and begging for money.
Yep.
Even though you don't look like you're homeless to me.
Or if you're one of those assholes that stands around the city and gives your mixtape to people and demands money.
Exactly. If you're gonna go out and you're having a bachelorette party or a bachelor party or whatever, then you should be able to afford it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so you shouldn't come at other people. And I get it's expensive, but you definitely shouldn't be asking people just like, hey, spend some money. Because if people think like me, and I'm going to be honest, I'm more generous than the large majority of people. I'm way more considerate and empathetic and caring. And I look at that and I'm like, hell no. I would never in a million years give you money for that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, it's just crazy to me. Maybe if it was like one of my best friends, like
But then you'd be at.
But then you might be party. Well, Christina might not be at Christina's party.
Okay,
all right,
Sam,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. Maybe I'd throw some money because they're my best friends. But I look at that differently. But to expect some rando stranger to be like, "Here you go," like that's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That's a weird theme for bachelorette party. Yeah, well, mainly bachelorette party.
I haven't seen a guy do that at all.
No.
But you know what the inverse of that is for guys?
What?
Putting a QR code or their Instagram handle on the back of their truck.
Wait, that is like, yes.
Yep.
There's that guy that works at the barbershop in the town of Hopewell, and he has the something barber Instagram on the front. I'm like,
okay, but I could at least see that though, like, because you're advertising your business.
Oh, that.
But a lot of the times I see this is just dudes with pickup trucks that are, gonna be honest, crappy pickup trucks.
But they want you to follow.
They
are
like,
look at their
shit.
Truck pics.
They're like 20 years old.
Yeah.
That they just sunk,
dude,
hundreds, if not thousands, into, and they're like, I got an Instagram for my truck. And I'm like,
nothing gets me more
douchebag.
Turned on than a big truck.
There was one douchebag that had that, and I sure went to his Instagram page after this.
Did you?
And he looked even more like a douchebag. I wish I knew what it was so I could just blow him up right now.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember. He was at a light, red light, and he was just flooring the gas, and his truck was just spewing out black smoke. So, like, no one could see.
Oh, my God.
And he had just this sticker on. His truck was like beat up, crappy. And I was like, why would you have an Instagram page dedicated to this? It's like the same thing.
It's almost like that movie.
It's like
where
some self-importance thing.
It's no, but people, that's the whole thing. The people just want to feel seen and important. We live in the most narcissistic generation ever because everyone needs attention for everything. Whether you like, it's what you're doing, who you're with. If you work out, if you do whatever, you know what I mean? It's just so narcissistic. Like, it's so for everyone else's validate. Like, you do, the only thing you do, and again, I'd say the same for Nashville. Yep. The only reason people are going there, if no one gave a flying fuck about Nashville, 9 out of 10 of these bachelor parties wouldn't be going to Nashville.
No.
They wouldn't. Because to them, it just matters, like, people saw and went to Nashville. I could have a cool hashtag, someone to Nashville. I could take a picture in front of a fucking mural that, like what?
Hashtag NashBash.
Hashtag NashBash. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, it just, I think it boils down to, again, like, I think one of the oddly, the odd theme that came out of this whole conversation, Kyle, was that it should be who you're with and not necessarily what you're doing. Like,
yep.
What you're doing is a compliment to who you're with, but it's really like the time, it's time spent with company that really is what makes it and not the place itself.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, fuck other people and go do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't do stuff for the clout of it. Like, I hate that.
Don't do stuff for the clout of it, and don't do stuff because you feel like you have to do things a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't do things because you see in the movies or the on movies. TV.
Yeah,
I was gonna
say, yeah, don't.
Or you see other people that are like, oh, this is what we do on our bachelor party. Like, yeah. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, you had it, like, at Ryan's bachelor party. If you want to get, like, a house and just
we hung out at hang a house out for with three people, days.
Do that. If you want to go to Vegas and have, like, just rager after rager for a weekend,
too.
Go ahead. But do what you want to do. But
do it for yourself.
Like, do it for yourself. Like, I love what we did with mine.
Yeah, I agree.
It was very fitting for not only me, but I feel like us as a friend group, like, cohesively. Like, I feel like
there was... Matched our energy.
Matched our energy. There was something for everyone. Like, we all were able to enjoy, you know?
I think we had a good time, yeah.
I couldn't picture our group going to Vegas having, like, wild, you know, parties and gambling excessively. Like, that's just not us.
No, it's not us. I think we're all good for one night of going out, but then we're shot. You know what I mean?
Well, especially these days,
Especially these days.
Yeah.
I know for a fact, whenever the time comes, if it does come, again, we don't know with me, but if it does, one night of the bachelor party, I gotta get obliterated.
Oh, like, God, yes. Yeah, I'll be right there with you.
And we're in Ocean City. The choices are endless.
Oh, God, yeah. We're seeing secrets. As long as it's a good night, gotta go.
I hope it is. I hope whenever that time comes.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Again, still searching for my soulmate out here. So if you're hearing this and you're inspired to give it a shot,
you know how to find us.
You know how to email our business. Email our business email. Do we have an email for this?
We do.
Oh, we do?
We do. I believe it's qnapodcast@gmail.com.
Oh.
Send your fan mail just write in the questions or whatever on Spotify that we have going.
Yeah.
Write in that or hit us up on Instagram. We have our Instagram page, qnapodcast.
We had the Instagram last season too, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah. So it's still there. So obviously, you know, share that, like that.
Like that. Follow us on Spotify. Give us a follow. Subscribe. I think it's called following on Spotify.
I think it is following on Spotify.
Or just wherever you get your podcasts. We're on everything. We'll continue to be on everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, hoping to get video up and running eventually. This might not be the season for it.
It might be season 3.
But,
it
might be 20 you know, more really episodes of... share it out to people, though. Most importantly, tell your friends.
Yeah, we're just trying to get it bigger. Again, we're trying to make season 2 bigger than ever. Again, big plans for the future one day when we get the video up and going, especially if we could figure out more in-depth stuff than we originally had planned for the day, you know?
Yeah.
But
if anyone has any tips or anything on that, feel free to reach out as well.
If you have tips on that or want to help with video editing, like, we probably know some people that could probably help, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, or stuff like that. And again, as always, any ideas for what you want us to talk about? We're always looking for new ones. Obviously, like, there's been some time that passed, so, like, we had plenty of time to kind of, like, think on certain things. But it does get challenging sometimes. There's not much new stuff going on, and you really got to, like, pull deep from within to feel like, oh, this is a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I guess that brings us to the end of today. But, you know, it's been great as always. And
looking forward to another great season.
Great season.
And as always, I've been Q.
And I'm A.
And this...
No. Oh, buddy. Wait. It's only episode 1 of season 2. We could just redo it and just acknowledge our mistake.
You're right.
Yes. Who are you, Kyle?
See, guys, this is things you don't hear normally.
Oh, my God.
I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And we'll see you
next time.